now headed to the ring from Orlando, Florida, at a combined weight of, what, really? Never mind, the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Okay, welcome to our second edition of the Top Rope Wrestling Podcast.
Yep, and hopefully we don't kick out at three.
Yeah, hopefully not. Hopefully we do kick out at three.
I don't know. Would we?
We want to keep going, don't we?
Get this mic closer.
Yeah, you gotta eat that thing, man.
Of course, like an asshole.
There you go.
There we go.
Hey,
an asshole, I listen to the podcast during the week.
You said you were going to.
Yeah,
that's like your thing. I can't stand to hear my own voice, so.
I'm not fond of it either, but I do like to see stuff like I'm not talking loud enough, so I kind of know what I'm doing wrong. And
right.
Stuff that... Fuck yourself, microphone.
I got to find the base for your mic arm, because you can attach it right there. We can definitely do that. It's just...
I can see stuff that I think works and stuff that... I really used to listen to the other podcast a lot to see what was funny and what wasn't, but...
And most of it wasn't.
Yeah. But since that's what I like about this one. There's nothing hinging on us being funny.
Correct. We're just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah, we just have to talk about wrestling. That's all we have to do.
Correct. That just was a random complete cutoff. But oh, there it goes. That was strange.
And we're back.
But it was just the song that cut off.
Oh, okay.
So we've been going all the whole time. This week, Royal Rumble on Sunday.
Royal Rumble with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Since Pulp Fiction came out.
Can't have a quarter pounder in Europe.
We have a Royal Rumble. I would order that if I went to Europe.
Yeah.
I'd order a Royal Rumble.
Royale Rumble with cheese.
Exactly. What do they call a quarter pounder with cheese over there?
A Royale with cheese.
What do they call a Whopper?
A Whopper. We're going to do the whole scene?
Yeah, might as well without. Welcome to Pulp Fiction Talk.
Sorry, I'm just I'm pulling up. I wrote an email to myself so I could remember what we were going to, or the different things. If anybody wants to send us an email, you can do so. It is toproprwrestling@gmail.com because I'm an idiot and forgot the E in rope. So it's TOPROP. wrestling@gmail.com.
Is we've had that account for over 2 years now.
Yes. And I only noticed it 6 months ago.
We also have a Twitter. It's Top Rope Wrestling. I kind of managed
wrestling.
Wrestling. Is it wrestling or
no?
Wrestling?
It's wrestling without the. It's just wrestling without the G because we ran out of characters.
For God's sake, can we fucking do anything right?
Top Rope Wrestling's not bad.
I kind of pop on there and do stuff every once in a while.
We have a Facebook page. We are Top Rope Wrestling.
We're actual Top Rope Wrestling on Facebook.
it's so funny enough, we're not. Well, we are Top Rope Wrestling, but we are Top Rope Wrestling Podcast. Because I can't fucking type.
We are never going to take off because no one's going to be able to fucking find us anymore.
Okay, toproprewrestling.com or top-rope-wrestling.com both lead to us.
Okay.
So we have both of those, and they're spelled correctly, and you can find us there, and you can download our podcast if you search Top Rope Wrestling on iTunes, on Google Podcasts.
Are there links to our other stuff there?
There will be.
Okay.
And on Switch, no, not Switch, whatever the hell that other podcasting thing is, Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Yes, so we are on Stitcher, we are on Google, and we are on iTunes.
Some people.
Top Rope Wrestling.
Some wrestling podcasts with followings use Patreon for weird stuff, but we'd have to have a
heavy interest
before
right,
we can
well,
do
and
that.
We actually, if you go to our Twitch page, which is twitch.com/Top Rope Wrestling. Spelled correctly,
yeah.
Which is where we do the live broadcasts every week, which you can actually see it. We're doing it right now. There is a donation thing on there, too, where you can give us jewels and shit like that. And that money comes directly to us and we'll reinvest it back in the podcast.
Real jewels?
No. So that if somebody gives us 100 jewels, like each jewel's a penny or 20 cents or something like that. And but you can definitely donate to us and
give us a fucking penny.
Yeah, I did spend a boatload of money on things for the for the studio. So we have new cameras, we have new headphones, we have new TV, we have new controllers. We got all kinds of fun stuff.
We'd like to get that back.
Oh, a new soundboard. We have a new soundboard. So yeah. Let's talk about Royal Rumble. We got the men's and women's match going on. Well, do you want to start with that, or do you want to just go through the card from the beginning?
Let's go through the card real quick.
Okay, well, let me see if I can find the card.
Do some predictions.
Yes. Royal Rumble.
Raw wasn't bad this week.
I did not watch it, so.
I figured.
Did you know, this is actually, I'll get back to it. But just preview of the news. Raw had the largest drop from hour one to hour three ever.
Really?
Yes. Like, in the history of Raw.
I'm trying to think what the difference was. What was the main event? The main event was a women's match.
Yes.
And it was...
Becky Lynch and... No.
They're SmackDown.
Yeah.
Ronda and... Oh, it was a women's tag match. I think it was Bayley and Sasha versus Ronda and Natalya? Possibly?
So these are, like, they're not in any order.
I fast-forwarded through it, if that tells you anything
about
the match.
So it wasn't that...
Wasn't that intriguing. I'm not a big Ronda fan. Or
I have. We've got some Ronda news. We definitely have some Ronda news.
Or Bayley fan? Or Natalya fan?
Okay, so do we want to start with the kickoff show?
Yes.
Okay. So during the kickoff show, we have the Cruiserweight Championship.
Okay, who's that?
Buddy Murphy versus Kalisto versus Akira Tawaza and Hideo Itami.
Okay. People will probably flame me for this, but that's a fast-forward match for me.
I'm with you, and I don't, like... I'd like to see Hideo win it just because being an NXT guy and I liked watching Hideo back in the day. But
literally only know Kalisto.
Yeah, pretty much. That's most of Buddy Murphy's the champion right now. Okay. So, and then the U.S. Championship, which is Rusev versus Nakamura.
I'm hoping this is actually a good match. I like Rusev. I like Nakamura. I'm indifferent towards the U.S. title, but
right.
I do like, I can hear me loud now.
I turned you up a little bit.
Okay. I think that'll be a good match. Both are pretty charismatic guys.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, Shinsuke is not great on the mic, but as far as his care, well, I mean, he barely speaks English. But at the same time, he's a, you know, he is very, in the ring, he's bigger than life, I guess is what you're looking
for. He's not bad. When they do, like, backstage stuff where he doesn't have to, like, talk like for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
When he just has to say a few things, he's pretty good.
When he has it planned out.
Yeah. You know, all he really has to do is say need a face and everyone goes ballistic anyway.
I'm excited. I always enjoy watching his matches. I've met him a couple of times and like when he was the NXT champion, he let Graham hold the title and took some pictures with him and was showing him how to do the hand things and everything. And it was a lot of fun. I've got some pictures from like 2 years ago with him and Graham, my son. So
I'd like to hold the NXT title. I don't think I'd give it back to him though.
You don't think so?
No, he'd have to take it from me.
I think he could. Okay. So starting.
See, knee to face versus blubber to face is a lot different.
Okay, so now we're on to the main card.
All right.
God, I just had a blubber. Look at that blubber fly.
I will. I'll lift the gut up, start. He'll run.
Okay, so the SmackDown Tag Championships. The Bar versus The Miz and Shane McMahon. I know you're a Miz guy.
I feel like based on SmackDown.
Yes.
Bar has to lose.
Yeah.
They pretty much beat the shit out of The Miz and Shane McMahon and actually made them look like sympathetic, I guess.
Okay. Like I haven't, like I said, I haven't been watching the live shows, so
I should probably watch the highlights.
I should at least go back and watch the highlights now. I'll be doing that from now on. I just, it's been a crazy.
Couple
you
know
weeks.
What? You don't even have to. You know what? You watch Main Event. It's a 45-minute show.
Okay, yeah, sounds great.
It's on. Do you have Hulu?
I do not have Hulu, but I can get Hulu. That's not a problem.
It's on Hulu.
Okay, I'll find it. I'll get it.
It usually just runs down basically the main storylines on SmackDown.
They have it on WWE Network too, or is it just Hulu?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
I'll check. All right. Okay, so women's champion, SmackDown women's championship, Asuka versus Becky Lynch.
Okay, so from every podcast I listen to, okay, which is way too many wrestling podcasts.
Right, because you have nothing to do during the day.
Yeah, well, I mean, I have 8 hours of work to kill, and I'm allowed to listen to music, so. So the going thing is that Asuka wins, and Becky enters the Royal Rumble and wins.
To get a shot?
To get at Ronda. Because they have to get her back to Ronda.
Okay.
I can buy into that. I don't see any reason why Asuka would only hold the title for like a month.
Right.
So I can buy into maybe she does. Maybe Becky doesn't enter the Rumble, but I could. I don't see any reason why Asuka wouldn't retain.
Yeah, I think Asuka's going to retain. But to me, like, it hurt that like literally her first pay per view that they put her in, they killed her win streak. Like,
was it her first one?
Yeah. It was her first pay per view. She lost. Like right off the, almost right off the bat, if I remember correctly.
Was the Royal Rumble last year her first paper? Well, she won the Royal Rumble last year. And then she lost to Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Okay, maybe it was WrestleMania. Yeah. It was her first WrestleMania that she lost it. Okay. So.
I'm not an Asuka fan. I'm going to be honest.
You don't like Asuka?
I'm indifferent towards Asuka. She screams too much.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of her thing. So she doesn't have to speak much. She screams.
You know what? I'll flip on the network and watch some 80s wrestling if I want to see people scream at me.
Okay, so the Raw Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Sasha Banks.
I say there is absolutely no reason for Ronda Rousey to lose that title to Sasha Banks.
The only reason that I would say that Sasha wins it is because of a piece of news that I'm going to read later today.
And I am aware of said news.
Right.
And still think Ronda Rousey's going to win.
That's fine. That's the only reason I could see her losing. I agree that she's going to win. Mm-hmm. But I think that...
if anything, she'll drop it at WrestleMania to whoever she fights.
Right. Nia Jax? Who's she going to fight at WrestleMania?
I think they got to get Becky.
Yeah. I guess,
Or Charlotte, one of those two, which I don't get because it has to be one of those two. That's the main heat they have with her is those two people.
Yeah.
None of the fucking girls on the Raw roster, those feuds are just
that's true.
Bullshit 1 month long feuds.
So moving on, we have the WWE Championship between Daniel Bryan and AJ Styles.
Daniel Bryan wins that.
Yeah, I was going to say Daniel Bryan wins it too. Yeah. I love AJ Styles, but they're not giving him the title.
No, not after having Bryan go that hard at Vince McMahon last week. I can't see them giving the title back to AJ. Plus, he had it for a friggin' year. That's long enough.
Yeah.
You know, move on. See what else. See what Bryan does with it.
So this one was the swerve. Is the Universal Championship. Mm-hmm. Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor.
Which is basically a fucking kindergartner versus The Rock.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I know people love Finn Balor. I like him too.
Uh-huh.
He's great. He has no realistic business beating Brock Lesnar in a match.
I agree.
There's nothing he can do. His fucking coup de grace, fucking Brock should no sell it because I don't think it would hurt him even if he did it for real. There's just nothing realistically I can see Finn Balor being able to do unless they make it a DQ, no DQ match, and friggin' Braun comes down and beats the shit out of Brock and throws a half-dead Finn Balor on him.
Yeah.
That's the only scenario that I can see Finn Balor winning that title. Now, with that said, it'll be a straight up fight and Finn Balor will win and the wrestling fans will go crazy and I'll be like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
And storm out of your house before the Royal Rumble match.
He's obviously coming out as the demon, right? Like I don't see him not coming out as the demon against, because I mean that's like his big match thing.
Here's the problem.
I love the demon character because I'm a Venom fan. Like not necessarily the movie. The movies suck, but
to get Finn the belt, there has to be like five people between him and this belt. All right, because it has to be someone that looks like he can realistically beat him. Which would mean, like, someone like Drew McIntyre would have to beat Brock Lesnar. No, Braun would have to beat Brock Lesnar. Drew McIntyre would have to beat Braun. Seth Rollins would have to beat Drew. And then a fight could happen between Finn Balor and Seth Rollins that I will realistically believe Finn Balor could win.
That's, yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I feel as if Finn is going to just, in real life, he's done. Like, he's done for. In wrestling world, it might end in a DQ. It might end in, you know, something that just doesn't matter. This isn't the match they had planned anyway, so.
Yeah. I can't figure, all right, so. The whole thing was that Braun was hurt, and that's why this match didn't happen. But he fought on Raw last week.
I don't know.
So, I think he fought Finn. He fought Finn Balor.
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to sell it, he's not like. Maybe they don't think. Maybe he's well enough to do a Raw, but not a full length.
I don't know.
Oh, well, we'll watch and see, I guess. And you might storm out of the house.
I am probably going to storm out of the house because that would be fucking ridiculous.
Or at least out of the room.
Then he goes on to fight, what, Seth Rollins at WrestleMania? Which would be a good match, but that's not a main event.
No.
WrestleMania match. You need stars in that, like, big time. Well, I think the women are going to main event anyway.
Think so?
Yeah.
Main event at WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, Ronda's the bigger name than most of the men on the roster.
Yeah.
So.
I keep wanting to drop the news section that I'm going to be dropping later.
I know, and keep taunting you by bringing her name.
Well,
up.
No, it's not. It's not the Ronda thing this time. Okay. It's something completely different. Which could be an interesting thing for WrestleMania if they actually decided to do it.
Okay.
So next up is the 30-person right. Royal Rumble, the female Royal Rumble,
the female one. All right. Yes. Do you have the names of who's in it so far?
I do.
How many do they have so far so we know how many, like, randoms there's going to be?
Pardon me. 21 I have listed.
So there will be 9 surprises?
Yes. Do we want to try and take guesses at the surprises?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Obviously Trish Stratus.
Oh, yeah. So we have Natalya.
Okay.
Bailey. Okay. Ember Moon.
No chance.
Ruby Riott.
Maybe.
Sarah Logan.
No.
Liv Morgan.
Love her.
Mickey James.
No.
Alicia Fox.
No.
Mandy Rose.
No.
Sonya Deville.
Eh.
Zelina Vega.
Ugh.
Charlotte Flair.
Possibly.
She looks horrible naked, by the way. I don't know if you've ever seen that photo, but no. Naomi.
Not going to win.
Tamina.
Not going to win.
Peyton Royce.
Nope.
Billy Kay.
Nada.
Dana Brooke.
No.
Lana.
Lana is no chance in hell.
Nia Jax.
Possibly.
Nikki Cross.
Nope.
And Carmella.
Oh, did you say Alexa Bliss?
I did not say
Alexa
Bliss.
Oh, she entered on Monday.
Though. Oh, okay. So it must be an old list.
All right. So realistically, who's going to win this match is either out of what you've named plus Alexa Bliss. Is either going to be Charlotte.
Did I name Lacey Evans, too?
No, she entered, too.
Yes.
So we're not 23.
So, 1, 2, 3. Actually, we'll just go through the new list because they have 29. Or, wait, hold on. Okay, so they have 23 listed here. So do we do Liv Morgan? Was that the other one? Ruby Riott wasn't on the other list either, was she?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, just run through them again. I like to get my odds of them winning.
Okay. Natalia?
No.
Bailey?
Nope.
Ember Moon?
Nope.
Lacey Evans?
Nada.
Alexa Bliss?
Possibly.
Ruby Riott?
Possibly.
Sarah Logan?
No.
Liv Morgan?
Love her.
Mickie James?
No.
Alicia Fox?
No.
Mandy Rose?
Not a chance.
Sonya Deville?
Probably not.
Zelina Vega?
No.
Charlotte Flair?
Will be one of the last three in the ring.
Naomi?
Not gonna win. Omi.
Tamina?
No.
Peyton Royce?
Not a chance.
Billie Kay?
Even less of a chance.
Dana Brooks?
Even less of a chance. The two before.
Lena?
No.
Nia Jax?
I'll put her in the last four in the ring.
Nikki Cross?
No.
And Carmella?
No.
Okay, so 23. We have seven surprises.
All right, seven surprises. One's going to be, in my prediction, Becky Lynch.
Okay.
One is going to be Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus. I agree with both of those. I could.
I don't know. Then there's going to be the randos, like maybe a Molly Holly or something.
Yeah, Molly Holly would be a decent one.
Every women's wrestler from the 90s, 2000s, and today Sable? Entered last year. I don't think Sable would ever do that,
no.
Nor would Brock Lesnar let her.
No, she wouldn't. Have I already told you that story?
No, but go ahead.
Okay. So, obviously, you know I'm friends with Mark.
Right.
And so they were still together when Brock and Sable got together. Technically, like, they were still
separated but still married?
Yes.
Okay.
As far as at least that was the how I read the story. They may have not, whatever. But Mark told me, he's like, when I found out that she was dating Brock, I said, good, have a nice day. He wasn't going to get involved in that.
No.
He wasn't even going to start shit.
Since we're trading Mark Mero stories, we'll sidebar again for a second. All right, so he was at that Monsters in the Morning appreciation thing a year or two ago, the one where I met Hulk Hogan. All right, so we went there, me and my friend Jim. We're hanging out. I met Mark Mero. I was like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. I took a picture with him. So Jim goes to the bathroom. Apparently Mark Mero's in the bathroom with him.
Uh-huh.
It just caught Jim off guard. So he's washing his hands with him, and he's like, looks at him, he's like, holy shit. Mero looks down at him and goes, hey, it's always nice to meet a fan. Walks out.
Mark, he's such a good guy. Like, he's such a nice guy.
He's a nice dude.
He's more religious than I am, by all means. But we don't see eye to eye on some things. But he is a legitimate nice guy that will go out of his way to help you with however he can. We will hopefully have him on an episode.
Oh,
so
hopefully. I'd love to talk to him about Johnny B. Bad.
Oh, he's got some stories too. Like he'll get into some stories.
He'll open up
a little bit.
Oh yeah. he doesn't care. He's not trying to get back in.
No, Vince hates him for all the because he's gone on record. Like he won't be in any Hall of Fame or anything that they bring back from the night. Like because of his speeches, and Vince got mad at him because he spoke on CNBC or MSNBC or something like that about all the deaths and listed every wrestler that he wrestled that has died on air. And the fact that most of them died of complications from steroid use.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, what the hell's the big deal? I mean,
no, it was because of drug use, steroid use. And then that's what he was talking. That's what they were talking about. So he's kind of,
on the shit list.
Yeah. Vince doesn't care much for him.
Sucks. He'd probably be a good trainer.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's not that he doesn't live local. I mean, and most of the training is done here. So
yeah.
At the training center. Okay. So men's Royal Rumble. We ready for this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I don't think we're coming up with any more surprises for that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, because there's no big names.
Beth Phoenix? I don't know.
Yeah, well, but I mean, there's no big names that would be coming over from TNA or from any other. I'm trying to think.
Do you think?
I mean, unless they bring in somebody like Cyborg or somebody from some other MMA name.
You think like who are those two girls from NXT? Not Sonya Deville.
No,
the MMA girl. She's the champ.
Oh, yeah, I doubt
it. God, what is her name?
I'm trying to. Yeah,
it starts with an S. I know it does.
Yeah, and I can't think of it either.
No one's listening to this, but somewhere, if someone listens to it, they'll be yelling at the screen.
Yes, absolutely, or at their phone. Well, Gail Kim is not going to be making any appearances.
What about what's her name? Christopher Columbus lady from NXT.
Oh,
she could jump in.
She could.
She could do her little like take her little periscope out.
Taya Valkyrie is the current TNA champion.
Not TNA, NXT.
Oh, NXT champion. Oh, yeah, I know. Sorry, I was thinking TNA.
I heard her name seven times today on a podcast, and I cannot
Shayna remember. Baszler.
Yeah, there we go. Yes. Shayna Baszler.
Baszler, Baszler, whatever.
She could pop in for a minute.
She could pop in. She has been. She is the second or third longest. Sorry, fifth longest reigning.
Women's
combined
champion.
Women's champion for a combined day of 200.
I've been watching too much Family Guy. So I'm now doing
the Stewie
on NEW. Women's champion.
So they she's been a combined of 222 days champion.
Good for her.
So
and she could beat the shit out of both of us.
Asuka, Paige, Charlotte, and Bayley are the other ones that are ahead of her currently. And Bayley is only one day ahead of her at 223 days.
So by the time you're listening to this, Shayna Baszler, is that what it is?
I think so, yeah. Shayna Baszler
is the longest reigning over Bayley.
Well, she'll be in fourth place.
Yeah. She's over Bayley.
Charlotte's 258. Paige is 305, and no one's catching Asuka anytime in the near future because she's at 510 days.
Ouch.
So, there's that.
To the Gentleman's Rumble.
To the Gentleman's Rumble, which we have, let me count them up. We only have 20 announced of 30.
So 10 surprises?
10 surprises so far. John Cena.
Ooh, make it 11 surprises. He's injured.
Oh, yeah. Randy Orton.
No.
Dean Ambrose.
Not a chance.
So you think, I thought, so John Cena's injury is an actual injury, or is it a?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
It was stated that he wasn't going to be in the Rumble.
Somebody, I was reading somewhere, that actually wasn't part of my news thing, but I was reading somewhere that apparently it's a mark because I guess he was seen at house shows and
He's working.
Yeah. So John Cena, Randy Orton.
No.
Dean Ambrose.
Nope.
Seth Rollins.
Probably.
Samoa Joe.
Final six.
Drew McIntyre.
Final three.
Kofi Kingston.
Not a chance.
Big E.
Nope.
Xavier Woods.
Nope.
Apollo Crews.
We'll make it 1 minute in the Rumble.
Baron Corbin?
No, thank you.
Elias. He's getting pushed, but I cannot stand Elias.
I love Elias.
I know you do. I hate him from his NXT day.
You hate him because he was a freaking D-bag guitar playing drifter or whatever he was.
The drifter.
He's not going to win, though.
Jinder Mahal.
No chance.
Jeff Hardy.
If he lasts 10 minutes, he'll be doing something.
Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley is not going to win.
Titus O'Neil.
hopefully he makes it in the ring the first try this time.
That still one of the best. Like, yeah. It made the top 10 worst moment, or the top 10, or not top 10 for the entire year. It was at like number 3 on ESPN. Was the nice. It was, I laughed so hard.
Titus World Slide.
Like, I when the, right after it happened, I think I called Ruth over. I was like, you need to watch this, and I played it over and over and over and over. It was amazing.
So apparently when I hold this little button down,
yes,
I hear you out of both sides.
Oh.
But when I let it go, it's only one.
That's interesting.
Stereo. Mono.
Oh, I wonder if it's because of the... What is that button?
I don't know.
Oh, I wonder... Okay, that's probably the microphone button for the built-in microphone.
Oh. Okay.
And so the thing's probably switched. I might have something to fix that. So,
okay.
Where were we at? We were at Titus O'Neil.
Titus O'Neil.
Andrade?
Andrade,
whatever.
He'll last a few minutes.
Rey Mysterio?
He'll last a few minutes.
Mustafa Ali?
He'll probably have a good showing. They're pushing him.
And R-Truth?
You know that one guy every year that slides in the ring, bounces off the rope, and gets thrown out? That's going to be R-Truth. No, he'll do his 7-second dance break, and then he'll be out. Yeah.
So who do we think is...
All right, so...
I have one that I think...
Best case scenario, Kenny Omega.
Okay.
Yeah, I figure a few of the NXT guys are going to come in.
I have one person because he's upset about not getting pushed.
Velveteen Dream?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to go with Velveteen Dream.
All right, I'm going to go with... They always have one or two people from the past. I'm going to go with the Hurricane's going to be there again this year.
Okay.
It's
X-Pac, right? No.
Hurricane Helms.
Yes. Why? Oh, yeah.
Shane Helms.
Shane Helms.
Yeah. Maybe X-Pac.
Could be. 1-2-3 Kid. Come out as the 1-2-3 Kid.
It'd be cool if he did that. Who else would come in? There's no point in The Undertaker coming in.
No, absolutely not.
There's no point in Kane coming in.
No.
If he comes in, it's to step over the rope and get clotheslined right out.
Yes.
Big Show, maybe.
Yeah, it could
be Big
Show.
He comes back every once in a while. I think of who from NXT other than Velveteen Dream that would be cool. Ciampa, is that his name?
Ciampa, Tommaso Ciampa.
That'd be cool. I like that dude. Yeah, I can't wait till he gets called up.
Aleister
Black.
Yeah, Aleister Black's always a good one. He was fun to watch when we went to the NXT show.
Yeah, he did the flip.
Yeah.
He gave me a fist pound.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I think those guys. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I think Lars Sullivan's going to be one of the. Because he's the only one of those call-ups that has not appeared on TV yet. Like, EC3's been in backstage every week. Lacey Evans has the two fat guys. Chunky and Machinery. Chunky Machinery.
Chunky Machinery. Heavy Machinery.
Yeah, those
Got
guys.
And what about... What's his face's group? Fuck, why am I completely blanking on the name of their posse group?
The Undisputed Era?
No.
The Three Freaks?
Yeah.
The dude with the kilt?
Yes. Why am I...
The fuck is their name?
I'm completely blanking on it. Oh.
Savage? No.
No.
It's like one word, though.
Yeah. God, I am... Oh, I hit the wrong button.
What is their stupid name? Eric Young.
Yes.
Killian Dane.
Sanity. Yes.
I think they're a surprise. I mean, they're on the main roster.
They are on the main roster. But there wouldn't be, but I could see one of those guys going in there, or one or both of them. Because they got 10 spots to fill. I mean, that's going to.
Hogan?
No, Hogan's not getting in the ring.
Steps in the ring and just gets his ass handed to
God,
him.
God, like, that would pain me for that to happen.
Oh. And then if he won.
Okay, that would pay me even more.
You could see his tits through the fucking shirt when he was on doing his Mean Gene tribute. He is sagging so fucking bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, he's not in great shape.
His arms look great, though.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, over time, that man, especially with the amount of roids that he did back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, but no, he's all clean. That's
now he is?
No, that's what he always says, that he's always been all clean. It's all natural, boy.
Brother.
It's all natural, brother.
I doubt
along
that.
With my thermos and my pants.
I doubt that. yeah, I seriously doubt that. You know what I hate the
What's
most
that?
About the Royal Rumble, and it's one of my favorite pay-per-views, is it kicks off pointing at that fucking WrestleMania sign
oh.
for 7 to 8 week season.
And the best part is your Facebook posts where you're like, the point.
I even went so far as to take a picture of the TV with my finger pointing at the sign.
I remember that. We should get a WrestleMania sign to hang up in here.
Oh, God, yeah, we should.
To point at just randomly in the...
I'll probably, like, as soon as they declare the winner, just fucking get up and leave your house or just tell you to shut it off. I can't handle it.
Oh.
I can't handle the fucking sign pointing anymore.
You know, we should, when we're doing one of the short shows, we should do one of the original 1 hour Raws, because they're only about 42
yeah, yeah.
minutes. We should definitely sit down and just watch
one. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know what they put on there, right?
No.
They put 1992 from April to the end of the year, Superstars of Wrestling.
Nice.
It is just, like, it's amazing.
High production quality?
Oh, I love it. I fucking miss those stupid squash matches. I used to watch that every Saturday morning after Saved by the
How many times did the Brooklyn Brawler get beat in the ones that you've watched so far?
I've only watched one episode, and he is yet to be make an appearance.
Junkyard Dog?
No.
Oh.
He was probably not wrestling by 92.
You're probably right.
Yeah. I saw Repo Man.
Nice.
The model Rick Martel. You remember that guy?
Yes.
I fucking love that guy. never realized as a kid that he was French-Canadian. He's not just Canadian.
Maybe,
he has
French.
It's a smidge of a French accent when he talks. Oh, another one. I think Owens will come back for the Rumble.
Okay.
He might not be there permanently.
Like, right.
I know he's injured.
Right.
But I think he
just do a short.
Yeah, just like do a run in. And I'm thinking he's coming back as a face.
Think so?
Yeah.
I like him as a face, so.
I've never seen him as a good guy. I've only seen him on the main roster. He was an asshole the entire time. Hopefully not Sammy's. I fucking can't wait until that guy.
I know.
Contract runs out, and he fucking goes to All Elite Wrestling or TNA or just anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate him as much. Like, you despise him.
I
don't hate him.
Fucking
but I don't
him.
I don't love him either. Like, I don't know.
The only thing that guy could do that would be somewhat entertaining is being fucking Seth Rogen's stunt double in an action movie. he does know a lot about music, and he's into, like, ska music,
right.
which I find
Which is
cool.
where they got his intro
yeah.
and his look and everything else.
But, and you know, I asked, like, I read a rumor,
uh-huh.
right, which I confirmed was false.
Good.
I read a rumor once that Less Than Jake offered to do his
intro?
Entrance music. And so the last Less Than Jake show I went to, I asked the bassist.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, I read something that said you guys offered to do Sami Zayn's entrance music one time, and he just looks at me like I'm a fucking moron, as most people do when I ask them questions. And
he's like, who's Sami Zayn?
No, he's oh. like, he's like, no, that would have been cool, though. And he just like walked away. Deflated.
There are zero ska bands that probably would have said no if they would have approached him.
Yeah.
Because ska is just not a
thing. Well, from what I read, it was like Less Than Jake tweeted at Sami Zayn and was like, hey, let us fix your entrance music. And I could have sworn the article I read had the tweet in it.
Right.
So maybe he just didn't. Maybe like the guy who runs their
Twitter
offered.
Well, and I mean, it's they could have easily done something like. They would have thrown something together, and it would have been the problem with Sami Zayn's entrance music is they have the fake horns in there. Like it bugs me that there's fucking synthetic
it sounds
horns.
Sounds like the fucking Office.
Yes,
it sounds just like the Office music. I got it. All right, so when we finally do a live show,
okay.
we'll have a few things.
Okay,
we'll call it rest scowling.
Okay,
we'll have a couple of matches, a couple of ska bands, and then we'll do the show as a closer.
Okay. Or should we do the show as it goes on? Like, we can call the matches as part of the
Ooh,
show?
Yes. That way we can still Twitch. Well, I think we'd Twitch any live.
Oh, yeah, we would Twitch it anyway. Yeah, I know that we can do a mobile show as long as we get good reception
yeah.
in the area. We can do it.
I don't think anywhere we'd go to wouldn't have Wi-Fi.
That's true. So you know what we missed last week.
What?
And I meant to bring it up, and we could have gone on Sunday if you were off on Sunday.
I was.
There was a wrestling event for free at the Sausage Castle.
Oh, my God. There's nothing about that that doesn't sound amazing.
I know.
What the fuck is the Sausage Castle?
You don't know what the Sausage Castle is?
No.
So, you know who Mike Busey is?
Gary's brother?
Nephew, apparently. Or from what?
All right.
Yeah. So, he's has a place up in north of here, somewhere like Lake County or whatever.
Okay.
It used to be in Osceola County for a while. This is like Sausage Castle 5, I think. But he throws these insane parties at the castle. And it's basically, he tours, like he goes on tour and he does a stage show at, why am I complete? The big ICP thing that they do up in Detroit every year. The
Gathering
big
of the Juggalos.
Gathering of the Juggalos, yeah. And so he does shows with that. And like he's an entrepreneur that does parties. Like that's like his thing.
So. Like, couple questions. The Sausage House? Castle?
Castle. Sausage Castle.
They serve sausage there, I'm assuming.
I don't think so.
Ew, what the fuck do they call it the Sausage Castle for?
It's a adults. There's a lot of things that go on at the Sausage Castle. It's kind of anything goes except for drugs.
Okay. All right. I just assumed I was like.
On Veterans Day, they
getting a brat and watching some wrestling.
No, it's more like, let's see, from what I've been told or what I've heard on different podcasts, for Veterans Day every year, any person who can prove that they were a vet can come in and get a blowjob from somebody. That kind of place, like yeah,
okay,
yeah, it's just one of those things. It's crazy, but they weren't doing that for the party. But he has. Well, I think 50, 60 acres out there now.
Okay.
And they built a warehouse and they put a ring in the middle of the warehouse and they had a wrestling event.
Anyone of note wrestling?
Yes, there were. Let me see if I can find the.
Can we get sponsored by the Sausage Castle? I mean, if we're going to read their event.
I don't know, but I mean, I can ask. That was the dude. Were you at the NXT event with me where I was like. Look who that is. The guy, like, he looked like a skunk, had the, because I got a picture with him outside of the Sausage Cat, or outside of an NXT event.
No, then I
oh, no, that wasn't, that was, you weren't at the live event. That's right. You haven't been to the tapings yet.
Yeah.
Any of the tapings. This was at one of the tapings.
Oh, okay.
So, Sausage Castle Wrestling. I'm trying to find the. Yeah, I'm trying to find the thing.
I'm trying to pretend.
There. This is the Sausage Castle, by the way.
I'm trying to pretend like I'm not looking at my phone. Good God. It's not a castle, but it's a pretty big
and
house.
That's Mike Busey. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to find.
Nephew? Gary Busey's nephew?
That's what he claimed. There's been.
So he could be bullshitting in the same way I could walk around and say I'm Vince McMahon's nephew?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, you know there's someone talking to us?
There is somebody talking to us. Who is it? Oh, it's Tactical Hat. He's going to take me to a love castle. That's Tactical Hat. He's a good dude. He hosts us on his channel. So
oh, cool.
He whenever...
Cheers.
Whenever we're not on, we actually host him on our channel too. So if he's on playing, which I'm almost positive he's going to be on playing later today, we'll host him. So if anyone comes into our channel, he'll be popped up.
Nice. Well, check out his show.
It's not really a show for him. It's more of just game. I forgot. He was playing a beta of some game earlier last week because I actually paid attention. And he likes to go on at like 2 o'clock in the morning drunk and play games.
So if you're into drunk 2 in the morning games, check out
Tactical Hat.
Tactical Hat.
Yes, love Tactical Hat. Good dude.
Nice meeting you, sort of, but not.
I'll introduce you one day.
Do we have
listeners
right now?
Well, we can see it. It says up here. We have 2 viewers currently.
Oh my God. We've doubled our audience from last week.
He's completely sober right now. He's only had 9.
Oh.
I'm trying to find the Sausage Castle, like what they did. I guess they're doing some wrestling for the Super Bowl or the big game.
Damn, I won't be in town.
But they actually did. Have some people at the wrestling.
Like that we would know?
Yes. Bull Dempsey.
Don't know that guy.
No, like I'm completely. January 20th was a huge success. I'm trying to find their stuff.
Fuck is that guy that looks like Beetlejuice?
Rex Bacchus.
Okay.
Chris Sims. He passed away apparently.
Oh, well. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I'm trying to they did actually he went through this list when I was listening to another podcast and
there were some names.
There were some names that I recommended. Cool. Sabu was one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Check out Sabu.
Yeah, that was. But yeah, we'll have to see what we can get there.
Yeah.
That was completely like we just went to dead air, but yeah, you know, whatever. So you want to go to some news?
Sure.
Let me pull up the news that I had gotten earlier today. So this was I kind of hinted at earlier. I kind of blew earlier. this week's WWE Raw suffered a 24.5% viewership drop from hour one to hour three, an all-time record for record drop for the show. The previous record took place on October 23rd, 2017. When the audience fell 23.3% from the first hour to the third. However, the NFL season was actually in swing at that point in time.
Right. It's not now.
No. There is nothing that went up against Raw of any note. There was no big NBA games going on. There was no big college games going on. So they can't explain why there was the drop-off other than they think possibly
fucking
that
put
it...
put out some shitty product. Oh, we got another person talking.
So... Buck Tucker. I have no idea who Buck Tucker is, but thanks for joining the show.
Welcome to the show.
The thing a lot of people think is people just don't care about women's wrestling. Because a lot of the last part of the like there was a lot of focus on women's wrestling on that show.
There is a certain amount of the women's wrestlers I like.
Yes.
And then there is the rest of them.
Right. Well, and the thing is, some of them put on really good shows. Like, some of them are actually legit good wrestlers.
Yeah.
Then there's other ones that are not. Like, I actually really enjoy watching Ruby Riott wrestle.
Oh, I love the Riott Squad. I like all three of them.
Yeah, they're great.
I
100% agree with you there.
Okay.
Ah.
Don't know what any of that means, but.
I'm trying to think. I enjoy watching. Yeah, Alexa Bliss is fun
Alexa
to watch.
Bliss. I love Charlotte and Becky.
Yeah, Charlotte and Becky. I like Bayley, but I think she takes a beating well. Is that the best? Like every time I've seen her,
Becky
she's Bayley.
Bayley. I am not a Bayley fan.
Is it her?
I am not part of the. Hugger section.
The hugger section. No. She takes a beating well. That was like I think that's my main attraction with her is
she takes an ass whooping.
She takes an ass whooping well. Okay. Like
you like
well. I mean, there,
wait,
okay.
Wait, so
she
like
sells it well.
You like a chick that can take an ass whooping.
Yes, I like
said?
A woman who can take an ass whooping.
Okay.
She sells it well. Like she's good at the sell and good at the like. She displays emotion properly.
Personality just does not connect with me at all, in the least.
Really?
The fuck are you, Kevin Gates over there with your two phones?
Yes, I am Kevin Gates with my two phones.
I'm
actually getting updates. A bunch of my friends are at the Rolex right now, so they're posting videos.
I love Alexa Bliss because she is absolutely positively evil and seems like she enjoys the shit out of doing it. Also, the Riot Squad. I'm a heel person. I like mostly heels. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's, yeah, I'm trying to, like, back in, the thing is, now they actually do have some legit good female wrestlers, yeah. But I think a lot of the people in their mind are still stuck in, like, the 90s female wrestlers where they were good-looking women that really couldn't wrestle.
They were models that they taught how to wrestle.
Yes, and they didn't even teach them well.
Yeah, so, like, Trish became pretty good.
Yeah, no, Trish was an athlete beforehand. She was not, like, Sable was a big fake breasted woman that they stuck out there to kind of throw a punch. Yeah, exactly.
It's Sunny. Yeah. Did she ever wrestle or was she just
Sunny? No, she did. She had a couple of
matches.
Oh,
I think she was the first women's champion after they brought it back.
Oh, you might be right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of that time period. They really did that. The Cat was a terrible wrestler.
Yeah. The only
she was a kick the shoes off and pull the hair.
The only person who was a legit wrestler back. Luna was good. Was a legit wrestler. And why am I completely blanking on her name right now? The Hardy Boys chick.
Lita. Molly Holly was pretty good.
Yeah, Molly Holly was good. But Molly Holly also came from a wrestling background. Like, that's, you know, her dad wouldn't let her get out there and just.
Yeah. Just. I wish some of them were young enough to compete now.
Yes.
Like, I really wish Trish would come back. I don't know how old
she
is. She's older than me.
Yeah, she can still do it, though. She's still an athletic model. Like, that's her thing.
I would just like to see her, like, get into. I hate when they bring back the older wrestlers and just make them job out.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're starting to do with Cena now, where it's just he's just putting over other people, and that's all he's doing anymore. Eat the mic or they won't hear me.
Okay, so next, moving on to the next story.
Okay.
This is the other one that we've been kind of going around the entire time, is Ronda Rousey is currently, there's a rumor that she is planning on taking a break from professional wrestling. Some people think that she's just going to leave after WrestleMania.
Okay.
Like for good.
Okay.
Vince basically, or the WWE tweeted that she's under contract until 2021, and that's all that they were going to say about it.
Okay.
But the thought is right now she wants to leave and start a family, and I don't think they're going to stop her from that, but I believe that they'll probably keep her under contract.
Right.
You know, and maybe just extend her contract out and not pay her for her time there or pay her.
I wonder if she's not liking it, if that's why she wants to leave.
She said she still loves it. Like, everything I was reading anywhere, she was loving it.
Leave.
So,
she
well.
She can fucking kid anytime.
Yeah, but you want to have a kid when you're healthy and viral, whatever. You don't like kids anyway. You don't want her. You wouldn't. Yeah, whatever. So there's that. And that's why we were talking about it earlier. Next piece of news?
Sure.
Okay. Former WWE superstar Dave Bautista celebrated his 50th birthday.
Wow.
And hinted at a possible comeback thanks to a WWE tweet. The WWE tweeted at him. It was him doing his one of his finishing moves, and
the Batista bomb. Okay.
And so it just said, and it was a tweet that said "Happy birthday, the animal."
Okay.
And he retweeted back and said, "You haven't seen anything yet."
Okay.
And so they're hinting at a comeback for Batista.
Well,
or he's hinting at a possible comeback.
Yeah, they hinted that what was it? The SmackDown 1000th episode.
Yes.
They really laid it on. That he might come back because he, they did the Evolution thing where they all got together and Batista kind of like stepped up to Triple H and was like, "You've never beat me."
Right.
And they fucking had a stare down of
so
two
we might,
middle-aged men.
We might see some Batista. I mean, if he comes back, I have a feeling it'll be something like at like a WrestleMania one-off.
Oh yeah,
him versus Triple H, or him versus, you know,
he's not coming back to freaking lay down for Seth Rollins. Or
no, God no, and he's 50. I mean, it's not like
I just hate that. I hate that. Like, all right, this is what bothers me. John Cena is now having to fucking put Finn Balor over and raise his hand and tell him he's great and lose his last 50 matches. All right, when Hulk Hogan was 2 years older than fucking John Cena is right now. He became Hollywood Hogan.
Okay, right.
All
right,
and went on the second greatest run of his career.
I think the difference is John Cena is trying, like, he is willing to put people over, mm-hmm. and Hogan was not. Like,
you
Hogan-
know why? Because Hogan's smart. All right? Hogan said, I could still squeeze some money out of this Hulk Hogan shit, out of these freaking boobs while they still look like pecs.
I think Cena thinks of it as doing something for the WWE because it's how he got his start. Now, I mean, he's making boatloads of money on his movies. It's not... And I hate to say it, but I really, like, I enjoy him in the movies. Like, he was good in Bumblebee. He was good in Blockers. He was, and I don't even like John Cena. Ah! Whatever.
I don't dislike him.
Yeah, I never liked him as, like, I didn't like his wrestling character. Like, you know, you can't see me, you know, it just wasn't my thing.
He was the rapper.
Yeah. Which I think was part of the problem, too. Like, I didn't like his flow.
So, when you're done, I want to see if you pick up on... How many more news pieces do you have?
I've got three more.
Okay, so I want to see if you pick up on one that I just read earlier.
Okay. I did these earlier today, so... We'll...
You might have still got it. Okay. I just happened to see it. Like,
this one kind of goes back to a story that we had earlier.
Okay.
Which is why I couldn't find the name Sanity, and I found it in the email about this. But Nikki Cross and Killian Dane actually got married over this weekend.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That fucking moose is with
yes.
her?
So, and
that big motherfucker?
Yes. Apparently, they've been together for years. Like, they posted a photo of the two of them together from 2008. Like, they were doing a one-off thing of the Facebook challenge thing with the 10 years. With
right.
2009 and 2019 or 2008 and 2018. And the first one was a picture of them together in 2008, and then the picture of them with their two rings, like holding their rings up in 2019 or 18.
Really?
Yes. So they are officially married. They are a wrestling couple.
Oh, good for them. They've found each other, and ooh, we have three viewers.
Yes.
Hi, three people.
Okay, so that's that. That one, there's not really much to discuss about that one other than he did well for himself. I mean, she's not great, but she's not bad.
She's better than what he should have done.
Yeah. Okay, so this was apparently Dolph Ziggler's status with the WWE is in question.
Unknown, really?
Yes, it is in question.
Is it him wanting to leave?
Yes.
I bet he wants to go to All Elite Wrestling.
So he hasn't been on TV in the last month after losing to Drew McIntyre.
Yep.
He has changed his Twitter account to his real name, which is Nick Namath.
It's not Heel Ziggler anymore.
And
Broken Matt Hardy, I think, will be one of the surprises.
Okay. Didn't he? He actually said, I think he said recently.
Said he wasn't
ready.
Retired.
Yeah, well, yeah. He said he wasn't retired and that he was.
And Bray Wyatt, maybe, too.
I could see that.
I'm going to get one or two of these right. The rest I'm going to fuck up on.
But Ziggler's contract also apparently expires at the end of the month because it was rumored that it was being extended and wasn't extended.
Cool.
So, some are saying that he'll leave. Some of them will say that he's going to be there. But there's that
he's
that might be going away.
He's a WWE lifer, but he might want to go. He might get some new life breathed into him if he went to All Elite.
Yeah,
or
I can see
TNA
that.
Even. He could probably be a champ in TNA. I mean, me and you could be champs in TNA.
Right now, yes. I mean, well, they're not really paying anybody. So it's speaking of pay, last news story. Currently, last news story I have.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, you might have another one.
It's going to require you to go look it up because otherwise, it'll be like just me. Like,
that's fine.
All right.
Currently the WWE is offering anybody who gets an offer from AEW,
mm-hmm.
they are going to match or beat it immediately.
That's just petty.
Yeah. But they're trying, and I guess they're stockpiling wrestlers, like even people that they don't really care about. They're just kind of throwing them in there. And if they're a lot of the guys that are unhappy on the main roster are getting pushes so that they don't go somewhere else.
So they're trying.
They're trying to
snuff out their competition that is not even their competition.
Correct. They're scared. Vince McMahon is, I believe, scared because Shad Khan has more money than he does.
Okay.
Like as a whole, but the thing is, Shad Khan also.
So did Ted Turner.
Yeah, but not like Vince is very, very well off right now. Like he's one of the top, like the 20 richest people in the world, I believe, or something like that. Yeah, he's in the billions.
Oh Yeah.
But yeah, it's but Shad Khan is the thing is Shad Khan doesn't they're still in the planning stage, like they're still developing, so they're not gonna drop big loads of money on people.
It would take them fucking 10 years to even get near popping a rating anything close to what Raw gets. They don't have big enough stars.
Yes and no. I think
hopefully they don't do the stupid TNA WCW thing and try to just grab big stars. They're better developing the dudes they have down there.
Yeah.
And grabbing like I don't want to say like use the business term, but like low hanging fruit from WWE, like the Rusevs of the world and stuff like that, that can be champs over there, but WWE refuses to do anything with them.
I think that's what I mean. I think obviously he doesn't seem to be doing that with the Jaguars, but
but Cody's running this company.
Yes.
So, you know.
I could see them buying, going out, going after some people that have just spending some money on some people. Yeah.
From what I understood, Kenny Omega is still undecided.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
But there was something. There's some big shit about what they're doing. Like they're giving them insurance or something. Or
oh, I'm sure that
there's something they're doing that none of the other companies do. Maybe it's they're making them actual employees and they're not contracted.
That would be awesome. As far as a wrestler is concerned, that's a great benefit.
I know Billy Gunn went over there.
Yes. That's, I mean,
but
he's
they should
not
try
like he's
to
really
nab some. What they need to do is, like, three of these companies need to combine. Like, TNA, Ring of Honor, and All Elite just need to become All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah. Main Event.
And then
throw Main Event in there. And
yeah. Then try to go after.
Kind of like the old NWA, like, where it was just a bunch of different companies together.
Yeah.
The problem, right now, they'd have to work through. That would mean they'd have to work through three different TV contracts.
But well, no, you get rid of, you abolish TNA and Ring of Honor
and just combine it.
Take all of those contracts and make them All Elite Wrestling.
Yeah, I could see that. So yeah, that's the news that I have.
Okay, so look up The Rock's Instagram.
Okay. Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock Johnson.
That is his Twitter. Instagram photos.
All right. Let's see. Tell me what you see in that first picture.
Is that Roman Reigns?
Yes, that is Roman Reigns.
Huh.
Read it.
Okay. A little Hobbs and Shaw exclusive. Good times dropping, sweating and spilling blood with my family. Roman Reigns will play my brother in our Fast and Furious universe. Very proud to focus on this effort. Grateful to spend time with my cousin here in the island as he takes life one day at a time to recover from leukemia. Huh, that's interesting. I mean, it's good. I'm happy for him. Roman Reigns can use the.
Here's the thing that's weirded me out, right? So, why does he have hair still? Like, he had leukemia. Should he be bald?
Not necessarily.
Isn't that how they treat cancer?
So, okay. It depends on how long he's been doing. It depends on the type of treatment he's getting.
Okay.
Because. Now, depending on the type of leukemia, like the type of chemo, they have targeted chemo, which will only affect certain areas, and it won't make you lose all of your hair.
Okay.
Some people don't lose their hair from leukemia.
Okay.
It's leukemia.
I expected
to be bald.
I expected the next time I see him to be bald.
Right.
Or like next time he came to the ring to have very short hair.
Right.
That kind of caught me off guard when I saw him with that long hair.
He also may have a wig on.
He also may have a wig on.
It is a movie, so.
But I say good for him, man.
Yeah, no, great for him.
He found something else to do while he's
recovering. Yeah.
So, kudos to Roman.
So
I will not boo him when he comes back.
So, that's an interesting piece of information. You know, we are at we're in an hour right now.
Oh, wow.
So we've been going for a while.
All right. Plus, we're going to do a second show Sunday.
Yes. Right? On Sunday, we are going to be watching the Royal Rumble.
I wanted to ask while we're doing this, are we going to pod the whole thing?
Yeah.
We're going to sit for 5 hours with microphones in our faces?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah. That's fine.
And I don't think we're – well, I'll probably use these microphones. I was going to put those – because I have the SM58s.
Oh, we'll use the cheap ones, man.
Well, they're not the cheap – they're you not cheap microphones.
You don't want wing sauce all over this fucking thing. At least it doesn't, like, pop in my face anymore where it looks like I blew a Smurf.
Yes.
So back in the day, to the two people listening, when we used to do R&D radio, I always had this blue, like, circle around my lips from the reflection of this blue spot on the microphone, and I always said it looked like I was blowing a Smurf.
We had tape on it for a while. I don't know what happened to the tape, but we can put some more tape on that.
That's fine. It doesn't bother me as long as it doesn't look like it.
You're blowing a Smurf?
Yeah.
I think we also have more light in a different area. Like, before we kind of did it in the dark. That's what she said?
Possibly. Hey.
So, we'll have the mic, or we'll have the cameras set up. We'll have at least one or two cameras. Ruth actually said she might come in and watch with us.
Nice.
So, we got some, we might have at least one other person coming over. So,
I'm just stuff my face and watch wrestling.
Yeah, we're going to order some pizza and some wings, and we'll have a good time.
Yep.
I think I have a third camera somewhere, maybe? We'll see. But we have two cameras, and we can move them around so that we can see more people. We can take your camera and put it out kind of in the center and whatever.
Yeah, I can bring mine.
Huh? No, I'm talking about the camera that's on you currently, put it on the tripod and set it out so it's more getting more area. So are we going to game after this, or are we going to head out?
Yeah, let's game for a little while. Okay. I'll talk to you about the thing real quick.
Yes. So we'll be back in 15 minutes if you're watching on Twitch. If you're listening to the podcast, we'll see you soon.
This is signing off for the podcast.
Huh? Yes, this is signing off for the audio part of the podcast.
So if you're listening on iTunes, goodbye.
Oh, and thank you to Calpe for the music.
Yes. Calpe?
Yes, it's K-A-U-P-E. Calpe. I mean Calpe.
Calpe. Available on Spotify.
Oh, yeah, they're available on Amazon Music.
Wherever you
Napster.
Get your music from, you can find them.
Yes.
Okay, just fucking put it that way.
They're
readily available to be downloaded.
They are a good band. Mark is a killer drummer and allowed us
Mark
to use
is them. Not a Mark, though.
Mark is not a Mark.
He's not a Mark. And he does not no-sell those drums. He's the drummer, right?
Yes, he is the drummer.
He does not no-sell the drums.
No.
He is not working you. He's really playing the drums.
He is actually playing the drums.
It's a shoot that he's playing the drums.
Yes, it is.
Trying to throw as many of these crappy wrestling terms as he does. Does he blotch ever?
He might.
Blotch the drums.
He definitely goes hard. Yeah. Little, and sometimes plays a little stiff.
That's what she said.
Well, next week, Drew's gone, but I hope to have something out next Friday night. I'll be spending 45 minutes or so with you by myself. Talking shit.
I don't know if I could do one by myself.
This is going to be more of a history lesson.
You're just going to read, aren't you? You're going to read from note cards.
Or at least a piece of paper.
You're on camera.
Not that I don't care if they see me reading.
I wonder if I'll be able to watch it.
You might be able to.
Well, I mean, if I have time.
I mean, it'll be up on Twitch. You can watch it on the plane. You can download it and watch it on the plane ride back.
Oh, so I can download the iTunes version.
You
Wait,
could.
Do you know what day we drop?
I was dropping right after the show. So
okay, but it came out like Thursday.
Yeah, well, we had to wait for iTunes to approve us.
Oh, okay.
We were up on toproperwrestling.com almost immediately.
We have someone. I do wrestling in high school right now, and I weigh 98 pounds.
Ah.
What grade are you in?
I don't know, but 98 pounds is a small dude.
He might not be. He's high school.
Yeah?
He might be an
How athlete. Much did you weigh in high school?
A lot.
Exactly.
I'm fat.
Me too.
This kid probably is not. If he's wrestling, he's probably in shape.
Yeah, but I wrestle. I mean, my freshman year I did, and I was 190.
You wrestle?
Yeah.
Is there any video that we can
No,
play?
I so
Please
I
tell
I ended
me
up
somewhere
I ended up
video
no,
of
I ended up leaving the, I didn't leave, I left the team before
the
first match.
Longest outro ever.
So. Oh wow.
Wait, you left before the first match?
Yes.
Why?
Long story. We'll get into that another time.
Oh, yes we will.
Okay.
2 weeks from today when I'm back, we will get into this.
Okay.
It'll be a special segment.
Well, everybody, look for us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher.
Sign up. Subscribe to us.
Subscribe to us so you can get us weekly. We'll be out there.
Yeah.
So, peace, love, recycle?
Sure. Have a nice day.